Welcome to the Timely Drops of Wisdom podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Carmen, founder of Resourced Apothecary, where we are asking you to rethink how you refill your cup. Resourced Apothecary offers sustainable practices and products to help you deepen your connection to yourself, your community, and to Mother Nature. Here in this podcast, I'm sharing the plant spirit medicine I receive from the plants and the land. The plants share their wisdom through messages and actual medicines. We'll discuss both in detail. In addition, I provide sound healing and guided meditation to help you connect in with the plants in your unique way. And I offer suggestions for integrating all of this into your life with rituals and practices that are both manageable and powerful. I'm thankful you're here. Let's get into today's topic. Welcome to March. I'm super excited because it's marigold time! If you've been listening for a while, you know I am a big, big fan of marigold medicine. I'm giddy about reaching back into the archives and pulling out all the wisdom and medicine marigold and others have offered on all things sacral chakra, fiery divine feminine, and more. Over the coming weeks, you'll hear some replays, and I'll also expand on those original messages. I've gotten some feedback from a few listeners who would like to hear more sound healing meditations. Thank you so much for reaching out and sharing what you'd like more of. It helps me more than I can say. I've got a sacral chakra meditation coming for you this month, and I will make sure to be better about including sound meditations more often. Today, we rewind to the original marigold episode. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Happy listening. I would say that marigold was the most influential plant ally for me in 2021. I introduced marigold into my garden to keep my tomatoes and peppers company, deter pests, and just generally brighten up the space. The seeds I spread were slow to germinate and slow to flower, but when they did, wow. They quickly outgrew everything else in the garden, and the deep oranges and reds and the bright yellows of the flowers were a dazzling sight. Marigold was the very last bloom in my garden too, staying with me until the very end of November. The conversation that follows is the very first exchange of many that I had with marigold. So after I call in my source and my angels and my guides and the spirit of marigold, I begin. Hello, marigold. Thank you for showing up so vibrantly in the garden. It has been an absolute joy watching you grow, and I think you have definitely been the most prolific plant in the garden this year. Marigold replies, why, thank you, honey. It has been comfortable there, and I have enjoyed myself. Your garden feels different. I am typically planted as a companion plant to the tomatoes, but here I feel like I'm shining. I answer, you are. Hearing you makes me think of a true Southern belle. Beautiful, slow Southern drawl, charm. I don't love tomatoes for real, and they needed a lot of my energy this year. It was so cool to plant your seeds and watch you take off at your own pace and then take over. You've brought me so much joy. Well, honey, that's good. I am beautiful and I love to be appreciated. I'm happy to play second fiddle to the tomato vines. Heaven knows they need me. I thrive in a support role. This supporting actress is the star of her own show, honey. Marigold replies with a true and gentle confidence I'm not used to. I say, I feel like you have very strong medicine to share. Is there anything you'd like to teach me? Why, yes. I'm bringing the message of fiery, divine feminine. I am fully connected to that deep red and rich orange, first and second chakra energy of creation and primal existence. I do not question my worth or my place in the world. Yes, I am a good companion and support to my fellow plants. Does that take away my ability to shine? No. Do I submit or live in their shadows? Hell no. Honey, I take up space. I radiate all my beautiful glory and through doing so, offer more support than if I lived small and less vibrantly. Don't you see? Being supportive of your loved ones isn't a punishment, and it shouldn't be something that dims your light. If it is, you aren't able to access the depths of support available within you. Show up, show out, take up space. When you really allow yourself to do this, that's when you truly help those around you. Wow. Thank you for that powerful message, I reply. Your confidence is incredible and empowering. I'm in awe of you. Well, good, honey. Ha, I'm only half playing. You've been told all your life to listen to authority, to be the boss, but to prioritize husband and kids and basically everyone else. You've received mixed messaging, so it's no wonder you're mixed up. And I'm not just talking to you, by the way. Let me show you how beautiful the idea of strong feminine can be. Embody the paradox of shining in your support role. I'm not telling you, I'm showing you. See, dear, true leadership. Don't take me as boastful, but don't look for self-deprecation coming from me either. I know my worth, and you will know it too when you pay attention. I'm offering you this medicine. So powerful. How would you like for me to work with you? In what preparation? Definitely take a flower essence. I know you felt the Mars energy at first, but do you now understand how this Venus energy is so full that it lets the Mars energy be noticed? Do a solar capture, call in Venus to infuse the essence further. That is beautiful. I will absolutely do that. Is there any other way you'd like to come through? Yes, sugar. Infuse my petals in oil. Create a sensual body oil. Let me help women tap into their first and second chakra energy. I will remind them of their inherent worth, then show them what a blessing they are when they shine. How much more everyone benefits when they fully embody their glory. The true beauty they possess that has nothing to do with shape or looks, and everything to do with complete connection to their inherent value. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much for sharing. I am so honored to receive the full force of your energy and your message. Thank you. And that's how we finish that first conversation. Marigold ain't playing, y'all. Thank you for indulging my my accent here in relaying this conversation to you. It's not coming through quite right, but it's close. I envision a full-bodied Southern woman, perfectly coiffed from head to toe, who is bold and she is beautiful. And this energy of fiery divine feminine, of taking up space, embodying your glory. This energy has touched me to my core. Marigold has helped me to see that when I martyr myself to all those around me, trying to be the perfect wife, mom, daughter, friend, etc., all of those people feel the opposite of supported by me. To be honest, they usually seem annoyed and indifferent to my efforts. When I prioritize my alignment and my joy, it feels like everyone around me is lit up. We hear this message all the time, right? But I had to have Marigold quite literally show me in order to begin to understand with my being. We still have all kinds of work to do together, and I'm looking forward to every bit of it. You'll notice that I included the specific directions for preparation I received in this conversation. And when she speaks about using Venus frequencies, she's asking me to use the weighted tuning fork I have that is tuned to the frequency of Venus. And I have made several batches of Marigold body oil since this initial conversation. And each time I do, the energy transfer I feel just from holding the bottle is palpable. I have a feeling this has a lot to do with the power Marigold's medicine has for me. I am one who has always found a way to make myself small, so as to avoid conflict with others. I have allowed myself to suffer in situations where I allow someone to mistreat me because I feel unable to assert myself or enforce my boundaries. And there is a ton of programming Marigold is helping me clear around being agreeable, likable, nice, low maintenance. I could go on, but my fingers are starting to cramp from all the air quotes I'm doing right now. So please don't misunderstand. I'm a strong-willed human, and I've always felt fairly sure of who I am at any given moment. But as I journey with Marigold, I'm gaining so much clarity on my values, what matters to me, and what I need to thrive. Looking back, I prided myself on being agreeable and malleable, but what I was really doing was avoiding my truth. With Marigold, I'm understanding my truth. Inner standing, you could say. And I've been so pleasantly surprised at how that has helped me show up more fully in my relationships. Knowing what I want, what I like, how I want to feel, has helped me be a better mom, a better wife, and a better friend. There have been so many tools guiding me on this journey deeper into me. When I say all this out loud, it all feels a bit cliche because I'm a bit of a self-help junkie. Reading the teachings of so many wise authors and practitioners. I've been practicing Reiki and energy work for years now and have heard versions of these same teachings from so many different sources. But I honestly feel like the key that unlocked the integration of all the knowledge and information I've been gathering is the spirit of Marigold. For me, specifically, the initiation I received to her medicine by working with the flower essence, Marigold-infused body oil, and other preparations. Don't worry, you'll learn more about these in episodes to come. And I share all of this to say two things. One, your truth will come to you in a way that is undeniable. It might not be the way others around you receive it, and that's okay. And two, if you are a person who connects strongly with plants, or if you need a tangible vehicle to help you open to powerful energy medicine, I strongly encourage you to work with marigold body oil and marigold flower essence. Game changer. So to recap, Marigold sounds to me like she came right out of the cast of Steel Magnolias. She is bringing the fiery divine feminine and is activating the first and second chakra energy of creation and primal existence. Don't sleep on this powerful medicine. There will be more wisdom from Marigold in future episodes. You can visit my website, resourcedapothecary.com, to shop for the marigold flower essence and the body oil. You can also visit the meditation library for more ways to work with the wisdom of marigold. Maybe you'll even feel called to plant some marigold in your garden this season. However you feel moved to work with marigold, I hope her medicine and her message serve your very highest good. Not me running to get my marigold flower essence. Little baby podcaster me had some good advice for us today, huh? And how is it that marigold's message still knocks me over when I hear it? Let's really let this sink in. If you knowingly or unknowingly are waiting for permission to take up space, to prioritize yourself, this, my friend, is not only your permission, but your assignment. Show up, take up space, and know that when you do, your light will brighten the world. Big love, my friend.